This weekend, several hundred veterans turned out for the first ever VA stand down in Bethel. The event, put on by the Veterans Administration, helps connect veterans with services and benefits. KYUK's Charles Enoch has the story.
The most visible benefit to veterans was the several container vans full of military surplus gear. But Rick Epperson, Rural Health Program Manager for the Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, says the gear was intended to connect veterans with bigger benefits they've earned.
Our main purpose here is to talk with veterans about many of the benefits that many of them don't even know that they qualify for. Many of them are eligible for compensation for things that happened to them while they were active duty.
Francis Udrik was an acting first sergeant for the 143rd Airborne, serving in Kuwait and Iraq in 2006 and 2007. He says signing up for benefits is important.
It helped me since I came back. I have more visits, privileges, and benefits from being disabled.
Some of those benefits are geared towards health care for veterans, which they can now get closer to home. Susan Yeager is the director for the Alaska VA healthcare system.
In May 2012, we were able to sign 26 contracts, sharing agreements with 26 different Native organizations across Alaska. YKHC was the first organization to sign that agreement. And so what that agreement says, any eligible veteran, Native veteran or non-Native veteran, that's seen at YKHC, that's eligible, then we, the VA, will reimburse for that care.
Yeager says over 100 veterans from the YK Delta signed up for the VA healthcare plan during their visit last week. And for veterans in surrounding villages who did not make it into Bethel, more military surplus gear is currently being shipped by a local airline cargo company, Ryanair. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.